The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program, adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 8 of the addiction recovery program.
Hi, I'm Abra.
Hey, Abra.
I'm a recovering addict. My experience with Step 8 the first time, you know, I had plowed through Step 4 and 5, and it was rough. And so I got through Step 6 and 7, and I thought, I'm just going to get in there and just do it. I'm just going to do it. And so I didn't, I thought, I'm going to make my list. I'm going to do it. I'm just going to get it done. And I didn't really read the whole part about, you know, somebody's dead, what to do, that it tells you to do it in the next step because it's going to tell you how to take care of that. And I think I just missed that part of the whole meeting because I have a sister who passed away, and I was very angry with her, and I had been very angry with her for a couple of years. And so I decided that I was going to go and I was going to take care of this, that she had to listen to me now because she was dead and she couldn't do anything about it. And so I went to the cemetery, and she'd been dead probably a year, I guess. So the grass had just started growing back over, right? And you could still see the mound. And so her grave is probably about 200 yards from the groundskeeper's shack, you know, where they sit for the day. It was in October, and I'm sitting there, and I'm just pounding my fists on her grave, and I'm just yelling and telling her everything that she had done wrong. And for like an hour and a half, and I could see this guy, and he was pointing his head out the door, and he's looking at me, and he must have thought that I was just insane. And I'm just telling her all these horrible things that she did to our family. I mean, she bankrupted my mom and dad's company. She stole a whole bunch of stuff and to get her drugs, and then she got sick. And in this process of this hour and a half of me just wailing at her, just telling her what a horrible person she was, and I hoped that, you know, she had gone to the bad place in heaven and she was never going to get to go anywhere. And, you know, they were going to have to be missionaries teaching her 24 hours a day in heaven because she was just this bad person. And I had this really wonderful experience come to me. And I had this feeling like, now you need to listen to what I have to say. And I just started weeping. And for the next hour, I just knew that I had to ask her for her forgiveness. And because I was not a good sister to her the last year of her life, she had gone to jail and gotten clean. She had stayed sober. She'd gone to meetings. She was doing everything she had to do. But I couldn't forgive her. And she died alone. And without her son. And I told my parents that I didn't want her in our home. Because I didn't believe her. I didn't think that she had changed. And I was laying on her grave, just begging her to forgive me. And the Lord did something that I have never felt in my life. Through my MS illness and through my own recovery, I felt the Lord put his arms around me and tell me that I was forgiven. And I knew that she was there with me. And I can still hear her in my mind, and she says, "I love you." And I know that forgiveness comes to everyone, and we're all worth forgiveness. We don't have to, which, by the way, I do not want anybody to go and do that, because that is the most horrible experience, because that groundskeeper, I swear, was going to call the police on me. He thought I was insane. But I know that the Lord wants us to ask for forgiveness. He wants us to go and be the best people that we can be. He wants us to, whether it hurts us or not, he wants us to understand that we're all children of God. Everybody. Whether it's the beggar on the street or the richest man in the best house. And we all deserve to forgive one another. And the thing I learned that day was that as mad as I was at my sister, she didn't deserve to be alone. And I still, she's been gone for 4.5 years, and I still, every time I go to the cemetery, ask her to forgive me for that. And I know my Heavenly Father's forgiven me, but I still feel like I have some kind of guilt over that, because she died a very horrible death. And sometimes it's those kind of forgivenesses that remind us that our Heavenly Father loves us and that he does forgive everyone, because I know he forgave her and he'll forgive me. Step 8 has taught me that, one, you need to slow down and do it in the right frame of mind and do it with prayer. But it also taught me that my Heavenly Father loves everybody. And there's not one person exempt from that love. And I am so grateful to this program. I love all of you. I am so grateful to be here with you tonight. And I leave that with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
The full episode for Step 8 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.